Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, July 17th, 2023, through Friday, July 21st, 2023. Monday, July 17th, 2023. U.S. Attorney and Federal Law Enforcement Partners announce formalization of Darknet Marketplace and Digital Currency Crimes Task Force. Representatives of the U.S. Attorney's Office, IRS Criminal Investigation, Homeland Security Investigations, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service signed a Memorandum of Understanding memorializing a Darknet Marketplace and Digital Cryptocurrency Crimes Task Force. The mission of the DNMDCC Task Force is to disrupt and dismantle criminal organizations that are exploiting the appearance of autonomy on the darknet or using digital currency to facilitate criminal activities such as drug trafficking, money laundering, theft of personal identifiable information, and child exploitation. The goal of the DNMDCC will be to provide increased collaboration, enhance resources, and disrupt and dismantle criminal organizations that are using these new and emerging technologies. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. Four indicted for $17 million bank fraud scheme. Cotto Yaffet Paul, Latoya Tamika Ford, Bruce Howard Marco, and Love Norman were charged by indictment with one count of wire fraud and bank fraud conspiracy, 16 counts of financial institution fraud, and 4 counts of money laundering. According to allegations contained in the indictment, from 2016 to May 2021, the defendants and their co-conspirators executed a fraudulent loan scheme that defrauded at least 17 federally insured financial institutions of more than $17 million. As alleged in the indictment, the defendants and their co-conspirators obtained loans from the financial institutions by submitting loan applications that contained fraudulent information, including false employment and income information, false tax returns, and misrepresentations regarding the applicant's assets, liabilities, and the intended use of the loan proceeds. The indictment further alleges that based on the fraudulent loan applications, the defendants secured at least 42 loans from the victims' financial institutions. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, July 19th, 2023. Augusta man sentenced to prison for COVID-19 scheme that netted more than $4.5 million in loans and grants. Camaro Thomas was sentenced to 38 months in federal prison for conducting a scheme to submit fraudulent applications for COVID-19 small business relief funding that netted more than $4.5 million in payments. According to court documents and testimony, Thomas completed false and fraudulent economic injury disaster loan applications for himself and received hundreds of thousands of dollars in kickbacks in return for completing the submitted fraudulent Paycheck Protection Plan and EIDL applications on behalf of others. To create these applications, Thomas fabricated IRS forms and tax records. In total, the scheme caused the disbursement of more than $4.5 million in fraudulent CARES Act loans and grants. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, July 20th, 2023. CEO of clean energy company convicted by jury of fraud, identity theft, money laundering, and obstruction offenses. James Abrams was convicted following a jury of all 48 counts in an indictment charging wire and mail fraud, aggravated identity theft, money laundering, unlawful monetary transactions, obstruction of justice, and false statement offenses. Abrams was the chief executive officer of Ethos Gen, LLC, a company operating in the clean energy industry. The evidence at trial showed that in 2017 and 2018, Abrams provided extensive forged documents and false information to induce several investors to invest $1.1 million in his company. The false documentation included forged teaming agreements and intellectual property licenses, where Abrams substituted his and Ethos Gen LLC's name for other companies and individuals, claiming that Ethos Gen LLC owned technology it did not own. It was determined that during a pre-investment due diligence process, Abrams also provided forged contracts and purchase orders to potential investors, in which he claimed to have a revenue stream that in reality belonged to other companies. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, July 21st, 2023. Florida contractors and owner to pay more than $7.7 million to resolve False Claims Act allegations relating to procurement of small business contracts. HX5 LLC and its chief executive officer, Margarita Howard, and affiliated HX5 Sierra LLC have agreed to pay the United States $7,759,693.92 to resolve allegations that they violated the False Claims Act by knowingly providing false information to the Small Business Administration relating to HX5's and HX5 Sierra's eligibility for federal set-aside contracts intended for small business owners and controlled by socially and economically disadvantaged individuals. The settlement resolves allegations that HX5, HX5 Sierra, and Howard fraudulently obtained six 8A contracts during the period of January 1, 2015 to December 31, 2021. Specifically, the government alleged that HX5 and Howard failed to report distributions and payments to Howard's family members and allegedly provided false information to SBA regarding Howard's assets. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023.
This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs.
Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.